Yesterday was a great day for the NFL. If you're Fox, if you're CBS, the NFL front office, you could not have asked for more than what we got yesterday. Two close games, two games that came down to the final play of the game to determine the outcome. This is why the NFL is the best thing on television. It's the reason 40, 45, 50 million people are tuning into the playoffs. The only negative I could think of yesterday, at least that was within the NFL's control, is the relentless promotion of their Inspire Change special that's airing next weekend. We are committed to promoting social justice. I don't want or need the NFL to inspire change. Just keep doing what you're doing, entertaining us every weekend with close games, running the most competitively balanced league on the planet. Other than the Inspire Change promotion, there was nothing political about the NFL yesterday. Last night, we are laying on the couch. Robbie Gould had just kicked the game-winning field goal for the Niners. My phone vibrates. I receive a couple of emails from you guys, a few DMs on Twitter. I told you guys before, I can't monitor all the bullshit all by myself. There is so much propaganda and lies, to be honest with you, when it comes to the media. It is impossible for one person to keep up with all of it. This video is a great example of you guys bringing something to my attention that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. While the rest of us normal people were enjoying yesterday for what it was, an excellent day of playoff football, Lieutenant Woke Shannon Sharp was doing what he does best, proving to us that he doesn't know how to use spell check and trying to tarnish a great day of football by inserting political and racial issues where they don't belong. We're not allowed to just enjoy the NFL anymore. No. There always has to be a racial component. Lieutenant Woke, or is Shannon Sharp Captain Woke? Hell, I can't keep up with the ranks of these assholes. They are constantly pulling each other off the ladder, trying to climb up themselves and prove who can be the biggest dumbass. Niners defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans, he called a hell of a game yesterday. The Niners are on fire right now. After the opening drive, his defense held the Packers to just 3 points. Aaron Rodgers had 55 passing yards in the second half. These guys play hard for D'Amico Ryans. He's a hell of a coach. He has a promising career ahead of him. But when you view everything through the lens of race, you can't just leave it at that. You can't just compliment the man for producing results. You have to find a way to victimize him. Last night, Shannon Sharp said D'Amico Ryans, not D'Amico, D'Amico. He couldn't take the extra second to actually spell the man's name right. If Drew Brees had misspelled D'Amico Ryans, Shannon Sharp would accuse him of being a racist. He misspelled his name on purpose because he doesn't respect black people. Shannon Sharp said D'Amico Ryans called a great game, which is true. I agree. But then he has to throw in that if Dan Quinn had done the same thing, he would be receiving head coaching offers during timeouts. You know. Because Dan Quinn is white and the NFL's on a mission to keep black men from being head coaches. I have proven this narrative to be false countless times. I'm not going to rehash all of it again today. If you think the NFL's biased against black head coaches, go check my archives. Your mind will be changed. But I will throw this in. D'Amico Ryans is a first-year defensive coordinator. He's been involved with the defense in San Francisco since 2017, moving up in the ranks during that time. He doesn't have a lot of experience just yet. Dan Quinn had 12 years of experience in the NFL with four different teams before he was given an opportunity in Atlanta to coach the Falcons. Again, it has nothing to do with race. If I'm D'Amico Ryans, I would be pissed off about this. Don't associate my name with your bullshit propaganda. This tweet wasn't about awareness or trying to get D'Amico Ryans a head coaching opportunity. It was about Shannon Sharp bringing attention to himself. He knew that he could put this on Twitter. The virgins would put down their lotion, pause YouPorn, and like and retweet it. They would praise Shannon Sharp for being such a great ambassador for the black community. But the propaganda didn't stop there. It wouldn't be a proper Saturday night without someone in the mainstream media showing off their lack of intelligence. We all knew if Aaron Rodgers lost in the playoffs, the Kobe crusade was going to find some way to attach the Kobe to the loss. I mean, we can't have an unvaccinated player in the playoffs. It's not a good look for the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is dangerous. Every time he throws a pass, he is spreading the COVID to Davante Adams. Leave it to Shay Shay. And by the way, what kind of grown man calls himself Shay Shay? Sometimes I think these dudes are on a mission to prove who could be the most feminine. Kirk Herbstreit crying on the air at ESPN, Russell Westbrook wearing a damn dress, LeBron James claiming that he lives in fear. It's like a contest between beta males to see who could be the most feminine. Shay Shay. It sounds like the nickname of an 8-year-old girl. Shay Shay said Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have to worry about being tested for the COVID anymore, since, you know, his season's over. Shannon Sharp said that now Aaron Rodgers will just disappear. He will silence himself. He will run and hide. He is so afraid of the intimidating beta male who calls himself Shay Shay. Either Shannon Sharp is just really shitty at his job. He is paid handsomely to keep up with the NFL. So he's either bad at his job or he was knowingly tweeting propaganda. I'm going to say it's both. Shannon Sharp sucks at his job and he's a known liar. I say this because if Aaron Rodgers had advanced to the NFC Championship game, he wouldn't be COVID tested anyway. The NFL announced on Friday they were no longer forcing unvaccinated players to be tested daily. In a rare instance of common sense, the NBA was actually ahead of the curve on this one. They announced before the NFL did they would quit testing players daily. Both leagues were hit with a COVID wave back in December. They were forcing healthy players to miss games all because they tested positive on some bullshit test. The NBA was more affected by it than the NFL was. The NBA is a star-driven league. They're already struggling to get people to watch when star players are active, playing. Ratings for Christmas Day were disastrous. When you're forcing star players to sit because they have the COVID 3.0, people are not going to watch. Both Roger Goodell and Adam Silver realized what the rest of us realized over a year ago. The COVID is over. You have to learn to live with it. Treat it like the common cold or the flu. We used to praise players who fought through illness and continued to play. I'm sure Shannon Sharp played through the flu at some point during his career. Now, he demonizes players who aren't vaccinated. The media encourages players to miss games if they have the COVID. Never mind the fact that they're asymptomatic and otherwise healthy. We can't risk spreading this virus. These people are miserable. They live miserable lives. Shannon Sharp, he can't just sit back and enjoy the NFL. It always has to be spun into a racial or political issue. All right, let me know what you guys think. Shannon Sharp, once again, proving that he is a loyal social justice warrior. Sound off in the comments below. Patreon link is in the description below. If you feel so inclined, head on over and donate to the channel. I appreciate those of you who have signed up already. I appreciate the support. You guys have no idea how much your support helps the channel. If you can't do the Patreon, you can always support the channel by liking and subscribing. Make sure to hit the notification bell so you receive all notifications for the channel. Share the video with your friends. You can follow me on Twitter at KC_BTL84. Email btlkc84@gmail.com. I'll see you guys later.